You're listening to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve, and I'm just here to introduce the next show. This show is the final episode from the Sulcha event, which took place a little while ago outside of Jerusalem. And in this one, Yoram interviews a variety of interesting participants, Arab and Israeli, and most of all, lots of music from the Sulcha, especially with Yair Dalal, a great Israeli musician, and a lot of the music will be in Arabic, Hebrew, and some English. And enjoy this wonderful final event.
Tall trees, warm fire. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. Mi keroenu, mi kadoneinu, mi ke malkeinu, mi ke moshie. Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. No dele malkeno, no dele moshie. Allah.
Say that again, Yoram in Arabic?
Yoram in Arabic, it means good, enough, good. That's, all of that is good.
You know, all the names in Hebrew that start with the Yud, Yoram, Yaakov, Yitzchak, yes. The Yud stands for God. And then after that, Yoram is God is high. Yitzchak, he laughs. Yaakov, he is the father. Abba. Ibrahim. And your name again?
Mahmoud. My name is Mahmoud. I am from Hebron. I live in a village near Hebron. Its name is Beit Kahil.
And you teach small children?
Yes, I am a teacher. I teach small children in elementary school.
Public school?
Yes, public school.
And what do you teach them about living together with Jews and Muslims and Christians?
It's easy to live together, and the three religion are easy to live together. I see this through meetings and through visiting togethers and through peace camp here.
Where did you learn to be a teacher?
A college in Nablus.
Which college was that?
Najah.
Al-Najah?
Al-Najah College.
Have you been to the Sulcha before? Is this your first time?
I have been to Sulcha the first time, but I have good relations with Peace Now, and we visited Tel Aviv, and we visited Navi Shalom, and we sleep there. We sleep there many times, and I have friends in Tel Aviv. They came to my house and they sleep with us at my home. There was a woman, her name is Ruti Dwick. My son named his daughter Ruti, like this name.
And how many children do you have?
I have 15 children.
How many girls and how many boys?
Eight boys and eight girls, half.
How wonderful. Do you go to the mosque in Hebron to pray?
I don't know to pray. I don't pray.
You're not a religious person?
I am not a religious man, but I can see I'm a communist man.
Oh, you're a communist man? Aha, okay. Have you been, did you go to the communist countries?
No, I haven't, but after Soviet Union damaged most of communist parties in Arab world disappear.
When the Communist Party was in Hebron, were you a member of the Communist Party?
I have friends communist in Hebron, but religious people in Hebron hate us because we are communist, because Hebron is a religious country. And there are many people live there are religious. They have some of them had hard sins. They understand communist against the religious. So it's too difficult to say I am communist or to say like this.
Did you meet Jewish communists?
Yes, I meet, but I forget their names. I meet many in Nazareth. In volunteer in Nazareth in 1984-83 and in 1985, we go to Nazareth and make volunteers there. If you remember Tawfiq Zayed, the municipality, the head of municipality, but he died.
Excuse me, Yair Dalal. Do you speak English a little?
A little bit, yeah.
Can you tell us what you're doing here today?
I will try to do a workshop, let's say, or singing together of songs in Arabic and in Hebrew. You know, simple songs, folk songs, folk tune.
How does this place look to you now, today?
This is a very unique place every day. You know, it's really a spot in this, on the way to Jerusalem, that always declared peace. You know, you have this monastery here and you have Neve Shalom there, and I think it's a very good choice to have the Sulcha here.
Were you at the Sulcha last year?
The last year there was no Sulcha.
There wasn't.
No, last year it was a war. Yeah, we tried to do the Sulcha with the Lebanon border. But it was very hard.
But the year before?
The year before I was. Yeah.
And do you feel like the people who come to the Sulcha are contributing to our being able to live here together, all of us?
I think more than that. I think that something happened during the last 2 years, 3 years. Sorry. I think that the Sulcha become larger in amount of people from the Arab side. And I told Gabi, although we have the feeling that we are a little bit tired, it's not only a personal feeling, that people are a little bit tired in Israel from the peace process, but I think in among the Palestinians there is more, let's say, enthusiasm about it, and this is give us a little bit more power and hope.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Look forward to listening to your music and singing with you. And here we have Simcha Ergas, who's been wandering around. Tell me, Simcha Ergas, how does it feel here?
Hot. Yeah, it feels very mellow, very, very mellow. I just walked around and looked at what people were here. I don't know what anyone is particularly doing. There must be an organization to it, but I haven't plugged into it. Maybe it's just a lunch break right now. That's what I'm taking.
השיר הזה קוראים בית השער. Again, בית השער יל מבני. איווה. עידו. תחתק עשירי נעים בליל יא עיני בליל. יופי. بيت الشعر يا المبني بيت الشعر يا المبني تحت العاشقين نايم بالليل يا عيني بالليل بيت الشعر يا المبني بيت الشعر يا المبني تحت العاشقين نايم بالليل يا عيني بالليل لفخوت تجيدوا بالليل يا عيني بالليل زي يوتر بشوت تجيدوا בליל יא עיני בליל בית השער יא אל-מבני בית השער יא אל-מבני תחת אל-עשירין נעים בליל יא עיני בליל בית השער יא אל-מבני בית השער יא אל-מבני תחת אל-עשירין נעים בליל كمان مرة بيت الشعر تحت العشيري نايم بالليل يا عيني بالليل خدو يا جوز الجبنه خدو يا جوز الجبنه يفطر عليها الصايم بالليل يا عيني يوفي خدو يا جوز الجبنه خدو يا جوز الجبنه يفطر عليها الصايم
بالليل يا عيني One of the problems with these events is that there's so many interesting things happening but they're happening at the same time so you can't really catch them all How are you, Bakhriya?
Fine, thanks.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Where do you come from, Bakhriya?
From Haifa. From Haifa city. I live there. I rent a house there because I am a nurse. I'm working there in a hospital, in theater room.
In which hospital?
Rothschild Hospital in Haifa. And it's called Netzion also. Yeah. Okay.
And where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Haifa?
No, I grew up in Mashhad village beside Nazareth. Yeah, it's a small village. All the people is Muslims there. It's beside Nazareth. It's the way to Tiberias.
And where did you study nursing?
First of all, I studied in 1990 in the Nazareth Hospital in Nazareth for 2 years. Then I went to England, to Romford. Yeah, I studied there 1 year and a half. Then in Rothschild Hospital for the registered nurse and the BA I have, yeah.
Our friend who introduced us thinks that it's women who are going to be able to help the Muslim world and the Arab world become more easy to live with in this time. Do you think women have something particular to contribute?
You mean from our sector? I think a lot of things. I think a lot of things that help for the peace, things like this. People have to know about these places. This is the first time that I know, by the way, by the internet. So I called one of the madrachim in here, Saar. So I came. A lot of women from our sector, they have no information about these places. I think today I was in Ma'agal Hakshava.
A listening circle.
Yeah, so it's amazing. It's something wonderful how the people listen one to each other, how the people cry one for each other, how the people say things from the heart one to each other. I think it's the best ways to arrive to what we need. So about women, you know, the mentally in our society is so difficult. Women, I think we want a long time to arrive to these places. Not women, just also men, they don't know about the situation, what happens outside. There are especially people in the village. They didn't go to the city. They didn't become modern more. In the village, the woman is cooking and they take care for the children, and she don't know what around. So women have to know. I'm a feminist woman, and I do a lot of close circles with women also in Akko, but they still live, they don't know what happened around. Yeah.
And what do you tell them about what's happening? What do you think is the important thing that's happening that they should know?
I think we have to do projects together, women's projects together, to let them know what happens in the world, because especially the political side, women don't know. At home, they cook and feed the children. They don't know anything. Maybe just the war, they know, because we have to know. But what happened in here, what happened in here, they don't know, and they don't care even. I think to do projects, I think to do a lot of meetings like that, it's very useful. It's very important.
You mean meetings between Jews and Arabs?
Yeah, in Israel, it's too helpful. Look in here, how is the people? If we have a lot of people in the country like that, we are in the top. Very nice. This is the first time I came to here. So we cried in the morning when we was in a close circle. We heard one each other. It's amazing. It's very, very good thing.
Will you come again next year?
Of course.
Will you bring your friends?
Of course. My family is coming today because I talked to them. They are coming from Nazareth.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. I look forward to seeing them. We'll see you next year again.
Thanks.
The T-shirt says, "Together to end the occupation." And what was your name?
Ashraf Khadr.
Ashraf, where are you from?
I am from Ramallah.
And what are you doing here today?
I came here with our organization, Combatant for Peace. And we're doing our activity here. And we hope that we could make our effort to change something in the both society.
And what are you trying to change?
I try to change the way that people thinking about each other.
And what kind of thinking? Did your thinking change from what to what?
Yes, the non-violence education in the both side, we have to work on it. And we could talk about other solution for our conflict. The other solution is based on the people's right and their needs and their human being life.
And were you once a combatant?
Yes, I was before that.
With who?
With the Palestinian. I wasn't affiliated to any political or any other organization.
You were an independent?
Yes, yes. I am a normal Palestinian, as any other Palestinian.
I think the last time we talked to you, we talked about the people who are just coming out of jail now, of the Israeli jails, and you talked about talking to them, but that it's difficult immediately after you come out. Were you in jail too?
Yes, but it's not very difficult, because in our last event we have 8 of them already, and one of them has joined our group.
And how long were you in jail?
I've been for several time, but not for a long period.
Were you young when when this all started?
Yes, because we enthusiast with the other young people, and you know, all of us starting to throwing stones and Molotov and the Israeli jeep, so we get caught a few times for that.
And do you think that there'll be a change here in this area among the people?
Inshallah, that's what we hope, and we are so optimistic.
What will happen to make the change?
The most important thing is working on the non-violence education among two people.
Well, thank you very much. The sign here says, End the Occupation, Make Peace, combatantsforpeace.org. Shows a soldier holding an Israeli flag, throwing away his gun on one side, and another soldier with a Palestinian flag throwing away his gun on the other side. So we're going to get rid of all the guns up here.
Bye. יוד גדולה, 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 יו والناس ما تدري مديت بعد العشاء والناس ما تدري شفت بنت الملوك على سطوح تجري 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 قالت لي عود يا فتى لا يسمعون أهلي قالت لي عود يا فتى لا يسمعون أهلي يسمعون غنة الخلخل في غجري يسمعون غنة الخلخل في غجري يسمعون غنة الخلخل في غجري يدخلوك السجن ويعذبوا قلبي لا 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 La 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 la
ואני מביט במעלה ורואה מטוס Oh, Zion, نفسه تهمين للعسيمة بين أعداد وعواسف أجتني كنز العواطف يا حبيبة
Zaman is salam. عني مو لعباد الغفلي فضلك وفضلي خير رايح وين مسافر تروح تعيا وتقلي شحال مو لعباد الغفلي فضلك وفضلي
Oh, yeah.